This is the Brant and Sherry Podcast.
We are on the back porch, so if you hear noises like dogs barking, air conditioners kicking on, or stuff like that.
I heard a kid playing on the other side of the fence.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
That is nice. And airplanes and stuff like that, that's what's going on.
You said it's not a World War II plane up there.
I know. It's like it wasn't a normal plane. It was like, I can't see because we have a little canopy over this. I'm like, is that like a German Messerschmitt or a Japanese Zero? What is it? Like, what in the world?
It was just hovering.
Yeah.
It wasn't going anywhere.
Like, okay. As soon as you start recording, then all these freak engines come out from all over the place. So anyway, just wanted to give you that disclaimer. And again, our equipment isn't the best. We've assembled a lot of this stuff is actually from Walgreens.
Right.
Not even
yes.
Walmart.
We're hoping to rise to the Walmart level mm-hmm. in the next month or two, but mm-hmm. yeah.
This is just fun for us doing the podcast, and we're not monetizing it or anything. And like right now, unless you have a good offer. And so it crosses my mind, like, I want to rule it out forever, but no, it's just because it's a joy.
It is a joy, and I've read people's comments saying that it's like their friends are sitting in the kitchen with them.
Good.
Or, you know, just kind of kicking back with friends.
Good.
And that is what That's this is. Actually, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 chairs at this table here in the patio. So pull one up.
Yep. And you are welcome here. I just put something up on Facebook not long ago, and it was a question. And I would like to entertain this with you or with that, you know, if you want to hit us back on Facebook or whatever. But what if, this is just a sci-fi question, because I like sci-fi. Mm. What if an awesome alien offered you a $2,000 Amazon gift card if you will give up coffee the rest of your life? So I'm asking coffee drinkers this.
Okay.
Largely, the answer is no way, which I find shocking.
$2,000. You put it on your Facebook page, and most people said no.
No.
Wow.
$2,000 gift card.
Is it because it's Amazon?
I don't know.
That's specificity.
But you can
is that
get,
the
like,
issue?
Pretty much everything on Amazon.
That's true.
Groceries, all sorts of stuff. So I don't know what the... I'm surprised.
I am too.
So I'm wondering if the answer for you is no, as you're listening to this, like what's if the alien like comes back with a better offer?
$2,500 at Amazon.
Steps out to talk to his manager, comes back and says, slides the thing across the table. I mean, $10,000.
People
are like, I need coffee so bad. Yeah, but there's got to be a point.
Right.
$20,000, $100,000? I mean, you're telling me... $100,000 gift card.
And what
card.
Did you say again? You said yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The other thing is the net savings from the coffee over the,
right.
the course of your life. So,
but that caffeine headache is brutal. That just a
Diet Pepsi is
true.
Here. There's tea.
Mm-hmm.
So there's caffeine gum.
So is I would, there?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's caffeine shampoo. There's all sorts of stuff.
Caffeine shampoo?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What?
Caffeine soap. It's supposed to... leak in through your pores. I'm not saying that this is a sign of a healthy society.
I was going to say, at what point are we just addicted? At what point is this not okay?
That's a good point. So, for you, I know you're not a coffee drinker, but would you give up, like, what do you love? Like, popcorn? $2,000 gift card. No popcorn the rest of your life.
Oh, that means no movies for the rest of my life.
Well, you'd have to adapt. You can.
You could do it, Jerry.
You can. I've always been, I needed to eat like 8 pieces of toast and read the sports.
Right.
But now I've given up the 8 pieces. I've
okay.
cut back, but I'll still read the sports. And I've made it work.
Okay. But in all fairness, like when you go to read the sports, there isn't toast smell wafting into the room.
That's a good point.
But when you go to the movies, everything is popcorn. I don't know if I
$2,000? Seriously. I cannot believe this.
No, because it goes, the money goes so quick, and then now I got nothing.
Okay. People. It's people. Sherry's got a comedy show coming up. She's doing it September 26th?
Yes, Friday.
So it's a big thing, and you haven't done stand-up for a while.
I haven't, which is interesting.
So what's really cool is that if you don't have a friend who does stand-up, you should get one, because it forces you to come up with material for them. And that's a good mental exercise.
Right.
Just knowing you have a show coming up has prompted me to come up with tons of great stuff.
Which is good, but you didn't have to. You know that, right? I hope you didn't feel any pressure.
But knowing you have time to fill and knowing that...
time on a show to
yeah.
fill.
Yeah, and there's so many funny things where even if you're not a comedian, you're like, oh, that should be somebody's comedy routine.
Okay.
And so now I'm constantly coming up with stuff.
Yeah.
One thing I was thinking for you was just about...
Are you going to unpack it here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want you to use this.
All right.
Like Sport Clips. Have you ever been there?
I have. Oh, no, I went and got you a gift certificate there once birthday. Yes.
So it's all done in a sport environment. It's a hair cutting place, but I just think that place is just like rich with potential like funny stuff.
Like?
Just, I don't know. There's just...
So there's just something there.
There's something there like...
sports
They're
clips.
Wearing like ref shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny. I think you should do something on that.
Okay. I'll put that up on the whiteboard.
I also
there.
Had... Oh, I used the Find My iPhone app. I lost my iPhone today.
Okay.
And I used the app. And it just, to me, it's really cool because it shows up on a map. It'll show you where your iPhone is.
Okay.
And I don't know what, you know, particularly the joke would be in that, but I think it's funny. Like,
all right.
Hey, I lost something and now it's on a map. I don't know.
That is... Okay, so you're not giving me jokes here. You're give what are you giving
I'm
me?
Giving you jokes. But I'm not I want you to put your own personality on them.
Oh, okay, got it.
I'm not
got
gonna
it.
Come up with all the stuff.
you don't have to connect all the dots for
me. Oh, one was I was thinking this the other day. Doctor's office, because in a doctor's office, like all the magazines are old.
Okay.
So I think that's funny. Like you should do something with that.
Okay. Well, I'll take these things in mind, these things that you've given me.
It's like, and, hey, I want the best possible medical care. Well, if you guys can't even get the latest Sports Illustrated. See?
No, that's good. Good. There's See, one.
There's something there. dogs and cats. I wrote that down.
Okay.
In my little notebook here.
Dogs and cats.
Yeah,
just that.
They're funny.
Okay.
The way they...
I'll get on stage and say, ladies and gentlemen, dogs and cats.
How about them?
I went to my brother's church, and it's a huge church in the Philadelphia area. Usually you have to get there really early to get a good parking space, and I have to drop my mom off at the door so she doesn't have to walk. It's a whole ordeal. Mm-hmm. And we went on a Saturday for Saturday service, and the parking lot was not empty, but definitely not as full as it used to be, nowhere near it. Mm-hmm. And so when I pulled up and I got out, and I was like, wow, great parking space to my brother. And he goes, this probably means that the pastor's not speaking. This evening.
So people stay away.
Yeah, because...
You know what? A friend of mine lives in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and I'm a big fan of Timothy Keller, who's a pastor at Redeemer Presbyterian.
Okay.
But they have several campuses, apparently.
All right.
And several services.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a staff of people who speak.
Mm-hmm.
But they will deliberately not tell people which one Timothy Keller is going to be speaking at because of the same thing. He said he's actually witnessed people get up and walk out when they realize it's not Tim.
Really?
Somebody else starts speaking, they leave.
So what to make of that?
Well, I think
it's
just, this is what you get if you teach people, and we have taught people, not overtly, but in a million other ways, that church is an event.
Okay.
And it's a spectacle. You can say you don't believe that all you want, and no one would say, oh, yeah, it's just a spectacle. No one ever says it. It's just what, but I can see with my own eyes.
Right.
This is what this is. It's event-driven.
Mm-hmm.
It's attract, you know, we attract people to an event, and then if the event isn't as billed or what we thought it was going to be, why wouldn't you leave? I'm an audience member. I mean, I'm not allowed to participate, right? On Sunday morning?
Right.
What do I do?
That's a good point.
I'm not excusing it, but I think that's a natural... result of a culture that teaches people that this is a spectator sport. I'm supposed to use my gifts to build up a family.
Right.
And if it's a spectacle instead, then, you know, that's, I think that's what you get, right?
I guess so. I mean, what does it say about me that I wasn't even alarmed when my brother said it, because I realized that is the dynamic in many places, in many cases, that it's kind of built around this one personality. And so when that personality is missing, then there's no need to be a part of what's happening.
Well, this is one thing about the way we've set up church in our culture is it's extremely expensive and it's hard to replicate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the best movements are easily replicated. The DNA just follows it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have to have, like, I can't replicate that guy speaking in all these video screens and that, but that's not easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
That helps for market share.
Right.
If you're thinking in terms of a business, it's best for market share to have something that other people can't replicate. We've got this guy.
Uh-huh.
You don't.
Right.
That's great. If it's not a business, if you're actually interested in a movement, Mm-hmm. You want things that are inexpensive, easy to replicate, and it's what they call sneezable. Like, it's contagious.
Right.
I'm allowed as a follower of Jesus to, I'm equipped to be his disciple, mm-hmm. and go out and do it. It's not, I have to keep coming back to you, because I can't replicate that. I can't be that guy.
Right.
So all that to say, this is what we get. It's actually a good marketing move for an individual church thinking in business terms, mm-hmm. as long as it's a business.
Right.
If it's not a business, if church is actually family, mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense at all. If it's actually a movement, none of this makes much sense. So that's what we have.
That's a good point.
We have what we have. We chose it. We're a business culture. We're entrepreneurial. A lot of people think church should be a business. And
well, it's us too, and our desire for personality, right? I mean, it was happening in the Bible. That's what Paul said.
Yeah, he warned so much
against
it.
Yeah, he's like, okay, some people are like, I like Apollos. Some people are like Peter. I like Paul. And he said, when you do that, you're still a baby. You're still immature when you're tied into the personality.
Totally. You're a baby.
Yeah.
And I guess what I'm saying is that's what that... we're planting a culture. You plant a culture like agriculture. Mm-hmm. Culture is something you grow in a petri dish or mm-hmm. in a farm. And then we reap it. So if we're doing, hey, we got Apollos. Hey, we got Paul. Hey, we got... And that's the thing.
Then the Bible's saying we're planting immaturity and we're reaping immaturity.
So we shouldn't be shocked when we get what we plant. That's all. Don't be shocked by it. It's interesting because a lot of people will look at our model and think, well, this is the way it has to be. It doesn't. This is not the way it has worked all time. It's not the way it works in other countries, for example. Mm-hmm. Increasingly, it is. Mm-hmm. You'll see big-time pastors in Africa with an entourage and a limo now.
Is that because we taught them that?
Yes, because okay. they're copying us. Mm-hmm. But by and large, in other cultures, it's not the way it works. And it won't be the way it works if there is real persecution or lashback,
because mm-hmm. it can't be. Yeah,
so all that stuff will be gone. Some people view it, I would say, like in China there's an official church, mm-hmm. but some people view that church in China, many believers, as co-opted by the government.
Okay.
Which it is.
Okay.
I think there's a growing number of people in our culture that would say we have an official church culture, but it's by and large, it's being co-opted by our culture.
But it can change.
Absolutely can. I think it is. Mm-hmm. You may know this, you may not. I work for Cure International now. It's one of the things I do, and I've worked with them for years because I believe so strongly in them. Here's the thing. I don't see the connection between a lot of the stuff that we do as an American church and Jesus. That's not a huge criticism of anybody but myself, I guess all of us. But there's a lot of things we major in. I don't understand. Like, I just don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is so obvious to me. Cure heals children, and they tell people about the kingdom of God. Jesus heals and tells people about the kingdom of God. They tell people about Jesus. They let little kids run and play for the first time in their lives. Just saw a video of a 15-year-old boy who's not able to run. A girl who ran on the tops of her feet for 13 years.
Wow.
Her feet were turned inward, mm-hmm. backward, and she ran on the top. Mm-hmm. They used old tire rubber to brace the bottoms of her feet so she could sort of walk.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's able to run and play and skip.
And it's really easier to tell families about Jesus when they see their baby being able to walk and hasn't been able to before.
It's amazing how effective that is.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, God didn't curse you. In fact, he loves you. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're doing this.
Because a lot of these people in their culture, it is cursed. They feel cursed.
They feel like they're told the family is cursed.
Yeah.
What did I do? And they think, what did I do that my kid would be struck like this?
Mm-hmm.
They say this. Mm-hmm. And so for the hospital family, for Cure to surround that family, love them, and say, oh, no, not at all. That's not how it goes down at all. And we are going to fix this because God actually loves you. He loves you. He loves your little girl. He loves you. It's not because you did something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see how great God is here. And we'll see your daughter skipping and running and playing now. So that's what they do. Anyway, if you want to get involved, there's a new thing. It's called a Cure Hero. And when you become a Cure Hero, it's $35 a month. I'm doing this, and you, get this, you help to pay for a different surgery every month. So a kid gets healed in part because of you every month, and they will post info about that kid on your Facebook page.
Oh, really?
Because
I know I get Secure and they send an email.
Yep.
But that's awesome because you get to track and see.
Every kid. So it might be this little girl got her leg straightened in April, and then this little boy is healed of hydrocephalus in May. And you get to hear about their family, hear about the kid, see the follow-up. So you get to find out what's going on with your money. And I don't think there's anything like that in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think Cure is like the best kept secret in the world because mm-hmm. they haven't spent a lot of money on PR.
Mm-hmm.
They're too busy actually doing the stuff,
right.
actually healing the kids. Mm-hmm. But the problem is they don't need to be the best kept secret anymore. These kids shouldn't be a secret. And they can do even more if they have more donors. That's the only thing stopping them right now.
Mm-hmm.
They have hospital beds available. Donors are the issue.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get involved, please do. Just go to cure.org/hero. This is not a paid announcement. I've always been excited about Cure, always will be. That's why I've thrown my lot in with them.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes sense to me, and hopefully you too. But be a hero if you want. cure.org/hero. So you didn't like my comedy ideas that much?
No, they were good.
It's okay.
I thought they were going to be more formulated, not just, you know, hey, how about cats and dogs? Hey, how about old magazines? Okay.
Give me like an example of what you're going to do.
Right now.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't like my stuff that much, but give me an example. That way I'll know the pocket that...
Well, it is a church comedy show, so a lot of the stuff revolves around the things that happen
okay.
in church.
All right, do a thing. This is part of Sherry's stand-up. Do it.
I don't feel comfortable doing that right
Seriously.
Now. Well, because this is very uncomfortable.
Well, why don't... I mean, a lot of comedians do stuff on the radio. They'll plug their shows or
they
whatever.
They do. That's
then
true.
Then they do their thing.
Right.
So...
That's what you want me to do
yeah.
here? I'm so unprepared for this. Let's think. Okay, church phrases. Now, this is in an urban setting.
You can't just do disclaimers left and right.
Why?
Before your joke.
I can't...
Well, okay,
well,
go ahead.
Well, this is putting me in an interesting position to be critiqued. I was expecting none of this on this podcast. I didn't expect to have to do a routine. I didn't expect to have it be critiqued. I just, really,
so,
this is something.
All right, it's an urban setting.
It's an urban setting because everybody doesn't have a church setting where things like this are said. So one of the things that irritates me when people, like praise and worship leaders, the organ will be going and they'll be like, I don't know what you come to do, but I've come to praise his name. Okay, so what does that mean? What do you mean you don't know what I came to do? What are you trying
funny.
To say? That's fine. Thank you.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay,
I'm
thanks.
Tempted to offer other ideas,
offer,
too.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just thinking, like, rhetorical questions from up front.
Okay, right.
Like, in a church environment. Is my mic cutting in?
I can't tell if it is because you have the headphones on.
Perhaps the Lord is intervening, not wanting, wanting me to mess
well,
up your routine.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord.
Never mind. I can take a hint.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Follow Brant on Twitter @Brant Hansen and on the web @BrantHansen.com.